So I get the pleasure today, the great pleasure of introducing someone who's going to be chatting with you, sharing her thoughts with you today. She's been a part of this church now, I think, going on six, seven years, or more than that. I don't know. Actually, I think upon my return, I've known her now for going on 6 years. That's what it is. And so you've been here now for 8 years. And so she's really blossomed, grown with the church, and really has, it's really become a very large part of who she is. And now that she's the president currently, but now she's also taken on a whole nother role, which she will be celebrated on October 9th. And our Kimberly, technically she is a reverend now, but we will celebrate that and officially make that Reverend Kimberly. And so she is going to be sharing her thoughts with us today, her wisdom. So welcome.
Kimberly, isn't it? I don't know. Well, welcome again, everyone. So tonight I just kind of wanted to really just more or less chat with you about mediumship. Some people have been talking about mediumship and asking what it is and, you know, different things like that. And we as up here, you know, when we're up here practicing, we do the mediumship on Sundays and Wednesdays. I don't even know what day it is today. That's okay. So what is mediumship? It really is kind of, it's just communicating with spirit, right? It's just letting your loved ones, whether it's people have crossed over, God, Jesus, other guides, whatever. I mean, if you're in Millie's classes, you get Indian guides. So those are pretty neat to have. And, you know, we have this bandwagon of people on the other side for each of us. And some of them we know and some of them we don't know. So we're really lucky in that aspect and being able to work on communicating with them and hearing them. That's probably the hardest thing, right? Is using them for yourself, because who's the best medium? Your own self. You're your own best medium. But sometimes it's hard to stop and listen to ourselves, right? And hear what's being said, because it's all, our head gets in the way. We sit there and go, well, but what if? What if? Instead of just listening and just letting it be, we make it a little bit more difficult for ourselves than it needs to be. So, you know, each one of us has that ability to connect to spirit. No one is more special than the other one. Just some of us, it's easier to make that connection a little bit quicker. Some, it requires a little bit of patience and time. And that's okay. I think wherever you're at in your journey, you should be really okay with where you're at, because you're learning at a pace that is really important to your growth. And it's really important to the person that you're about to become and the person that you're going to be. And whether you're 5 years old or 105 years old, you never stop learning. You never stop growing, because you have new experiences each and every day, which continues to make you unique. And the spirit that comes into you is even more unique. And they get excited when we do different things. If we're doing the same thing every day, like we're in that same routine every day, we're not meeting new people or maybe taking new adventures, we're not having new experiences. So you're not getting the opportunity for new spirit guides or for other people's loved ones to come in and really work with you, because you haven't had that experience yet. So it's really important to have those experiences, whether it's traveling, like some people love to go traveling, right? Some love animals, some, you know, like to craft, some like to paint, some are great at being detectives or doctors or lawyers, whatever that is. But having those different experiences, the people you meet really can mold you along the way. And so every time you meet somebody new or you have a new experience, be grateful for it, whether you like it or not, whether it seems like a good experience or a bad experience, just enjoy that experience. But like I said, it's connecting is easy, but you have to spend time to do it. And it does require building that relationship with your guides and with spirit in general. So what are mediums able to do? What a lot of them can hear or sense or feel or taste or see. And a lot of times it's not like I'm physically seeing you or physically seeing you or physically hearing, like you're hearing me now. But sometimes it's just that impression upon our minds or what we visualize. It's almost kind of like, I call it like you're daydreaming, but you're awake daydreaming. You kind of can visualize that in your head. So sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves to think, oh, we need to hear, right? You expect like the voice to come out, but that's not necessarily going to happen that way. You're just going to kind of hear it. so you can get those mental impressions. So subjective mediumship, it's kind of like when someone's talking about being subjective on mediumship, it's just like the thought dropped into your head. It's kind of like when you say, oh, I got a great idea. Well, where did that idea come from? Spirit just kind of plopped it in there, right? It's kind of like that moment you say, oh, I should have had a V8 or, oh, I could have had a V8 type of thing. But it's just kind of like it just kind of drops into your head. Where objective mediumship, it's outside your head. It's like you're hearing it. So a good example for me, when and everyone's different. So when Spirit works with me, I just kind of feel them right around here, right in here. And like I kind of hear right in here. I can feel it coming in through here. But it's like it's not like I'm physically hearing it. It's just there. But that's how they work for me. And I know some, like Lori would get the halo a long time ago. I don't know if she still does that. That feeling of like angels are around, and other people get in a different way, whether they're feeling it in their stomach or they're having a physical sensation. But each person's different. So how I get it doesn't mean that's how you're going to get it. So the journey of finding out how it's going to work for you, I think, is probably the biggest blessing each of us can have. And just enjoy that journey, because as we learn, we're always learning. I've taken different workshops, and sometimes you get the aha moment. You can hear the same thing over sometimes, right? 10, 20 times, and then finally one day you're like, oh, that's what they meant, even though you've been hearing it the same way over and over, because you just weren't ready at that one point to hear it and to really understand it for yourself. Because as you go through working and learning to connect with your guides, there's a lot of healing that has to go on within each of us. And it can be really hard. You know, I can use the example for myself of going through this ministry and doing that. And you're always practicing on your mediumship. And yeah, there's a lot of healing that comes up from it. I think I was the biggest thing I was afraid of was getting more and more involved with being a minister and doing the mediumship, was because I knew I had to grow. I knew that things would have to come up for me. But in the long run, it's been worth it. And I'm enjoying the journey, and I'll continue to enjoy the journey. So when you have that deep connection, you know, some people say, well, I feel it, right? Or how they come in and they're over me. So a good example that I can say is like, for me, is when they're around me or when they want to overshadow me or something like that. It's like when they're around me, when I get it, I just feel like there's this breeze. But when they're really connecting with me and intertwining with my energy and my aura and my soul, it's just kind of like they're not in me. They're just around. It almost feels like a gentle hug or a gentle squeeze, but they give me that physical sensation somewhere so that I know that they're there, because they want to show me what they want to show the other person in front of me. So it's not any scary. It's not like they can take you over. I think some people, I get that question asked a lot, and I'm sure a lot of you do, but they don't just take over you. And it's really important to know that you're in charge each time of how Spirit communicates with you, how they come in and show you, or if you want to see. I mean, if you don't want to see, they're not going to show you, right? They're going to gently do it. It's not supposed to be a scary experience. It's supposed to be love-based. At least that's where I choose. You can choose to have your energy and be at the vibration you want to be, but hopefully you choose to be at that love vibration, because it's a lot easier. Think about it. When you're loving somebody or you're being loved by somebody, doesn't that feel good? That vibration feels super good. But when somebody's not being very nice to you or just being kind of mean or cruel, that vibration doesn't feel good, does it? And you don't. So why would you want to attract that type of vibration? You want to get your vibration up so you can attract to that love vibration, because ultimately, what are we trying to do? Move to a higher vibration. If like attracts like, then when we cross, we want to be in that higher vibration. We don't really want to be in that lower level of vibration. So working on yourself is part of the journey. It's really the fact that you're here means that you're working on it and you're growing. Every moment you're growing. So, you know, like you're saying, Spirit vibrates at a higher vibration than we do. So in order to bridge that gap and make that connection, we have to raise our vibration, right? Because we're here being human, and they have to lower their vibration. And, you know, it's interesting. You know how that's how the term medium came about. Us, them lowering their vibration and us raising ours and meeting in the middle, the medium part of it. So that's kind of how medium came about, the word medium came about, which I thought was kind of fascinating. Kind of makes sense. So it's like you look at it. So how do you start to connect? A lot of people ask that question. Well, it's kind of like when you first start a relationship, right? Any relationship you start, you have to spend time with the person. You have to nurture it. You have to listen. You have to understand. You have to try to, you know, adjust your thoughts, maybe get rid of some old thoughts, some old habits. And you have to do that with spirit too. You have to take the time to really connect with them, work on that relationship. If you're only working on it once a year and you wonder why the person who was started at the same time you is in a different category are connecting more, well, if you only done it once in the entire year, you can't be at the same level that someone who's been working on it every day is. It's a relationship. You're building a relationship. And a good way is to, you know, make time for spirit. So it's kind of like, what do we plan on working out, right? We go to work. We have a schedule. Well, why not make an appointment with spirit? 6 a.m. or something. Spend 10 to 15 minutes with spirit and just sit there. And every day do it. That way you sit there, you ask spirit questions. You sit there and you listen to what they have to say. And every day they know that they can expect to gather around and be there for you. And so they're starting to get excited. And you're getting excited and that vibration is going there, but you're making the time for them. So if you're spending that time with them, then you're going to start connecting to them. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to start listening to your own intuition and what they're asking for you to do or when you need help, because you're going to know the difference. One person told me one day, well, you know, I just tell my guides, I want an answer in 3 days. And if you don't give it to me in 3 days, this is what I want to know. And if 3 days you're not very clear, then okay, I'll know. And she's developed that relationship with her spirit guides, and it works for her, but she's very direct. And I was like, I think that's a good idea. I'm pretty direct, so I just want to know. How many of you just want to know sometimes, right? You just want to know. So, you know, another example is what spiritual development classes that happen here that are starting in 2 weeks. What are they doing? Every week, the energy is building, right? The same people come and gather. And so the spirit knows, okay, so do you notice that, a lot of you have been in class? But have you noticed that towards the end of the year, middle year, it's really strong, right? And it's really building. At the end of the year, you see so many things that have, healings that have happened. You've seen all these different aspects that have happened that because you're connecting with spirit, the ability to work healing, the ability to heal emotionally or physically, it has happened. I mean, I have witnessed a lot of it happening, and that's because you're making time for spirit every single week and you're committing. And they know, even though maybe you might not have been visited in a circle by your loved ones, some of them has taken years. How long did it take your dad to come through, Lori? Like 6 years, 8 years? Finally. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't there. It was just about timing and finding the right person to be available at the right time for what he needed to get through to her. And so that took time to build. But he knew every week she would be there. So however he was working out his stuff, so he was ready and practicing how to come through. Because a lot of times, even though you're on crossed over, you're still kind of having to practice how to get the messages through too. You're in school there too. If you didn't know, you're trying to raise your vibration and help. And so sometimes, but knowing that, it takes, you know, think about the planning, right? I think, who was it? Can I use you? So George was used. But we'd been in class with George for years. But every week, Lori would come, and she'd ask for her dad to come. Especially around when he crossed, which was today, 18 years ago. And she would ask. And George was in class all those years, but George had a lot of healing to do, and there was a lot of similarities, but... And it helped George at the same time to heal too. But so that connection to come in at the right time, at the right place, and for George to be in the right frame of mind to really know what the message was that he needed, that her father needed to give to her. It's all about timing. So they're setting up all these people, right? Probably even years before, and just watching and seeing. It's really, if you think about it, it's kind of amazing. It's like being in this school and they're up there coordinating, like, okay, this person halfway around the world is supposed to marry this person. How are we going to do with this? You know what I mean? And there's some weird chance encounter, but they're working on it. They're working on all these things or you know, I want this job to do this, and then these series events happen. So they're setting this up. So when you have your sight set on something that you really want and desire, that's why you say, think about it, really be clear, and let it go. And allow the angels to work on it, because if you have a huge request, it might take some time. You know, I don't know. I haven't won the lottery yet, but, you know, maybe that's not, but I keep doubting it too. You know, I just don't let it go. But if you think about that, that's the point of letting it go. Just trusting that it's going to happen. Because if you have this grandiose plan, you have to give them time to coordinate. I mean, they're working hard over there. And plus, then they have to get that person to listen to go over there and do that, right? That's even harder. So if you think about that, it's just kind of an interesting concept. So when you're connecting to spirit, especially when you first start off, some good guidelines. The connection to the other side is not a water faucet. You are not in control of who or when your information is going to come through. You really aren't. It's just going to come through. You can't control what is going to be told to you. And you shouldn't want to, because that takes away the fun and joy of it, right? Because it's so much fun when you get the craziest concept and it's so right for that person. It's like getting yourself out of the way. And don't be too attached to making a connection to a specific person. I know sometimes in workshops, you'll say, okay, we're going to practice bringing this. I want this person to come in, and you work on bringing that person in. And that's great, but somebody else might step up. Well, maybe the other person isn't quite ready, the person in spirit. So they need the other person to help them along, just to get that connection started and get ready. So be open to what it is, because the point is, it's for their higher good if you're giving a reading. And if you're the one there, it's for your higher good if you're the one getting the reading. Because the whole point of when you do this is to be in a love vibration. And so you want the best for somebody. And when your intention is set there, you know that the best is going to come from there for them. And that's what's really important. Again, keep your vibration high. You know, some say meditate. For me, meditating doesn't necessarily raise my vibration. I don't think, because I get all, it's too hard for me to say, follow this path, look at this, do that. It's like, I just can't sit still long enough for that. That's just me. Praying, though, praying works for me. That gives me the moment. But meditating helps you listen a little bit. I always say prayer is for talking, and meditating is for listening to the answer. So that's a good way to do it, too, if you want to do it that way. Or clearing your space, being in a healthy frame of mind. When you're trying to connect to spirit, either for yourself or someone else, it's not a good idea to be in an altered state from drugs or alcohol. It really isn't. Because how do you really know what you're getting? How do you really know that it's them or it's you just being in a different state? And you just don't really know. So you don't have the opportunity to really discern it for yourself, because there is responsibility in what you say to somebody else. It can become your karma at the same time. You know, and having the highest intention and integrity. So, what are some good ways when you're always practice with someone? If you guys really want to increase your mediumship, practice. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Practice with people you trust, even people you know. That seems to be the hardest, but we don't know everything about the person. Just practice. I bet anyone in this room would love to be practiced on. They would cheer you on and just know, you know, that you're going. So when you're practicing, try to make, a lot of you probably heard of CERT, but some of you haven't. So the C is for the connection. So you're asking who the spirit is, right? Who are they? And then the E is for the evidence. You want to get evidence of who this person is. So that person knows you're connecting to them. What do they look like? What was their job? Do they have a sense of humor? What memories did you share? You know, just kind of thinking about those things. And then the R is for the reason. Why are they here for that person in front of you? Why are they there? There's something they want to say to that person. Maybe they didn't get a chance to say, I love you. Maybe they didn't get a chance to say, I forgive you. Maybe they just didn't get a chance to say they're sorry. You don't, whatever that might be, or maybe they just want to say hi, you know? It could be just that simple. And then just, you get that, the T is just for tying it all up. And if you think about that, if you go down there so you can really know when you're connecting with someone, it's going to help you know. You're going, okay, who is this person? Just practice it. You don't have to know a name. You don't have to know anything like that. But a lot of times you'll start to realize like relationships, like their male or female side. You just start to realize what side they're on for you. Just you pay attention. When spirit's coming through to you, it's very subtle. It's very subtle. Sometimes you can blink or think a different thought and you've missed it. Because your energy, it's not like someone's just going to come up and push you, you know? Doesn't mean that spirit's there. They'll gently feel them. Or you'll gently notice something different. It's not, I don't feel it's supposed to be grandiose. If Allison Spirit came up and pushed me and I got pushed up here, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. I wouldn't be okay with that. How many of you would really be okay with that? Someone, if you got pushed in the middle, you're standing there, you'd probably, if you had a whole crowd, you look ridiculous, but are you going to come up and push me into your... And they work with you, like, somebody asked me, I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, they're going to show me the gory details of how someone died. I was like, wow, I personally wouldn't want to see that. But I suppose if someone's a detective or working in that field or a doctor, or it might be relevant to them being able to not to say what happened to the person to that level, because the people in spirit, they don't want to be remembered for that gore. They want to be remembered for how they lived and who they were to you. But there might be some aspect of them saying to connect and say, oh, this is how they died. And because you would know the body, or, you know, crime scenes or whatever it is, you could kind of give the basic, but not the gore or the detail. Because I don't think that's really a necessary thing. I wouldn't want to know the gore of it repeated to me, because that's not how I would want to remember somebody. So for me, they wouldn't give it to me in that, because I don't have that type of background, and I would think it's gross. I mean, I can watch that kind of crime scene stuff, but I do not want it inside my head. I wouldn't want to know that about somebody, you know? And again, that's what's important. You get to decide how they work with you. You get to decide what they give you to. If you're not okay with something, they're not going to give that to you. And it's really important to remember that. Their spirit is not there to scare you. They're there to love you. They're there to help you grow. And they're there for you to help them grow at the same time. So now some things to help you with maybe connecting a little bit more. So if you haven't already, begin a spiritual practice, journaling, reading books, maybe taking a class or two on psychic development. We have classes coming up here at church. There's some great people, but always run everything through your God self. There's a lot out there that is a little off. There's a lot out there that is full of love, but always run through your God self. Just because someone tells you something doesn't mean it's true, right? I know Lori will love the story. We went once to an angel class. It was the weirdest experience, because you thought we're going to connect to angels, and the lady brought out her cards, and they were all devils. Cards. And they're like, she's like, draw cards. And Lori and I were the only ones that got the two only angel cards out of that entire deck. And she said, this never happens. I was thinking, yeah, we're leaving. Because this was odd. But it was kind of an interesting experience, because it was, you know, you have those experiences so you can know whether it's true for you or not. Take notes on how the information's coming through to you. When you're practicing, like after you've spent time with spirit, just write it down. How did you feel? How did you not feel? Did you have any thoughts? You know, did you notice anything different about, you know, any part of you? Or, you know, did you feel sad, your emotional state? Which then can, you know, it can turn into automatic writing a little bit. Before going to bed at night, ask to remember your dreams. A lot of times spirit visits us in our dreams because it's less scary. And we think we're dreaming and we're in this different state. But you can also request spirit to share a message with you and really reveal who they are during your dreams, if that's what you're comfortable with. Again, set aside specific time to connect with spirit. And always know, usually when you're dreaming of someone, they usually are visiting you. So be aware of that. If you can be aware of your dreams when you're in that state, you can ask a lot of questions during that time and really ask to keep the answers and really the knowledge that they're giving you. I always say sometimes when you're like sleepless, or, you know, you have those weeks, they're like downloading, you know, like it's giving you so much information. It can kind of keep you awake sometimes at night. Messages come through music. So all of a sudden you hear a song, right, that you haven't heard in a while, and it makes you think of someone. That's important. Other people, fragrances, animals, or just through your own thoughts. Ask spirit to help you fine-tune your mediumship abilities, where you can trust that the messages are coming through. And that's how, by working with them, you start to trust what you're getting, and you get that confirmation. It's fun to get confirmation, right? Mm-hmm. It's always nice to know when you really gave someone that touch in. It feels great. But as you know, like here we say, giving all honor to God and the angels before. A lot of times you do that just so that you step yourself out of the way, and it allows the spirit to come in and work for you and let somebody know that you're not doing it. It's not us doing it. We're getting all that from Spirit, and they deserve the honor of that. We're just the channel, and we're trying to do this. You know, they're going like this. They're here. They're trying to drop down. We're trying to come up. And so sometimes you're going through these waves, the little bits of information, you're not getting the whole story. They're trying to say the whole story, but then, okay, you only got this. And so it can be difficult. So just taking the time to be patient and just learning what things mean to you is really important. You can write down questions if there's things you want to know about the Spirit and to get more comfortable. So if you like to know people's names, if you're not good at names, you're not going to probably get names. You know, if you're not good at noticing what somebody wears from head to toe, they're probably not going to come and give you this visual of what somebody looks like from head to toe. You don't pay attention to that stuff, right? They'll give you other things that you pay attention to so that they can start working with you. And then eventually other things come up, but learn different things about yourself. Ask questions. You can ask the person, how did you pass? Is there a sign? What's your relationship? I mean, whatever, to start with it. But don't stick to those questions for a long time. Just get used to them and then try some new things. Because you don't want to get in that habit of the same thing over and over. It can get kind of boring after a while. And Spirit is definitely not boring. And just know that not a lot of the spirits on the other side are of a high vibration. So they have to evolve into a loving space too. So you get to choose the different levels, the different spirits that want to work with you. And that's important to know because they're coming into your space too. So you get to have charge. You're in charge of that. So just always remember you're in charge ultimately. And be sure to create a filter to kind of, you know, protect yourself from it. Just run it through your God self too. Because sometimes if something doesn't feel right, then walk away from it. Don't try to make it more than it is. And just give yourself a break. Again, there's a huge learning curve. And don't forget the animals. They like to come through too. We kind of think it's all spirit and stuff, but animals love to come through. Like if you feel something brush around, or that's happened a lot in circle. I think someone almost fell in class, right? They came through and they're like, whoa, and they almost got knocked off their feet because all these dogs started running around. It was kind of fun. Who was in that class? Were you there, Stan? You were there too, Louise. It was kind of a neat class. And you know, and when you're done connecting to spirit, say thank you. Close it. Close that connection. Because you're not supposed to stay open the whole time. You're not supposed to be walking around doing it. You're supposed to still be here having your own experience at the same time. So it's really important that you know when, you know, some people go, oh, I always feel this. I go into a crowd. I'm always feeling this stuff. Well, you can go into the crowd and set your intention so that spirit doesn't make you feel so overwhelmed if you choose to. Because, again, you're in charge. And it's really important to remember that you're always in charge. So some things when you've had, like, a big day or if you've been in crowds and you feel overwhelmed, go take a shower, rub your hands together, put your feet in the water, something like that, just to change your vibration and energy and just to kind of disconnect from whatever that was. It's really important. So I hope this has been helpful because I've gotten a lot of different questions and there's so many more things you can say about mediumship, but, you know, it truly is a blessing. It truly is one of the most rewarding things to be able to do is to really, A, connect to spirit for yourself and to connect for other people. And whatever level that might be, I know healing is a great way too. And when you practice healing here, you get messages too because you're connected. You're in that energy field. How can you not be connected to source? Because just remember, all that stuff, it's a connection to source. Spirit's as connected to source as you are. So they're no different. We're no different. We're just each at our own level. So always remember to be okay with where you're at. And things will get easier every day, I promise you. Thank you.